Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Virtual GM Podcast brought to you by Vibrant Management. We're your hosts, Spencer Halford and Cody Aiden, here to empower hotel owners and GMs with the latest strategies, tips, and insights from the hospitality industry. Whether you're running a hotel, a boutique hotel, or an independent property, our podcast is designed to help you elevate your game and revolutionize your property. Remember, for more resources and information, visit our website, www.thevibrantteam.com. Now let's dive into today's episode.
Welcome back to another episode of Virtual GM. It is episode 55. Hey. Wherever you are and however you are listening, thanks for joining us. We are still on the sales floor at BITAC, First Second Design 2023.
We have not left.
Here at the historic Biltmore. I think I live here now. I think this is my life.
We should take a residence. Yeah. I know. We should charge the Biltmore, like send them an invoice.
Yeah, we've tagged them no less than 1,000 times on Instagram.
And absolutely.
So the least they could do is give us a residency.
They haven't accepted our collab invites yet.
No. That's they did comment once, though, so that was nice.
The Biltmore did?
Yeah, they did.
No way.
Yeah, we're kind of a big deal. Sick. Just like Mary, also a big deal, Mary Kirkpatrick. She is the purchasing manager at a brand that I think is so awesome.
So cool.
Stay Pineapple. It's a great name. It's a great brand. Mary, thank you for being here with us.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
So Mary and I had a little bit of a duel last night.
We did.
We were on opposing teams. I was yellow. What was your color?
I was silver.
Silver, and it's actually the only game we lost. How many games did you guys lose?
We only lost one.
Shit.
Yard pond. Just and didn't make it work
did
for
you
us.
Have, did you have a tie at all?
No.
Shit.
Oh, dude, you just lost the podium.
I think we're going to finish second. That's terrible. That means, Kyle, that means that your poor cornhole is now the reason we lost. So Mary and I were throwing side by side, and I'm pretty good at cornhole. Got a couple in the hole, got
those
a lot of points.
Were weird because they bounced.
Yeah.
Like it kind of was a fun surprise because I hold my first throw after that missed them all because it just bounced right
yeah,
off.
Yeah, it was like a trampoline. Yep. And so I did a tremendous job of getting points. However, because of Mary's also tremendous job, we netted a zero.
Ooh.
And so there was no positive movement on my team.
One time Cody and I played a game of cornhole that lasted probably 10 hours.
Yeah.
It was no fault. Like, we weren't drunk. There was nothing. It was zeros.
Yeah, we could not get points. So, Mary, how many BITACs have you been to?
This will be my second one. My first one, I was unintentionally invited.
Sweet. I love a good one.
My coworker got super sick and course, I don't have any children, so they're like, hey, you, can you go?
Yeah. Hey, Mary, you got nothing going on.
You're free. That's great.
So it was actually great. It was the Independent Hotel BITAC over in Fort Myers, so it was on the East Coast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. We've been to the Independent as well.
And I had a great time. It was actually nice because I met with vendors that I already knew, so it was a little more comforting.
And have you met them in person about this time, or was that your first time meeting
them? A couple of them I hadn't.
Yeah,
so
that's
was
so
really
cool.
Great. And cool. I actually saw some people I used to work with a long time ago, so it was really good to meet up with people.
That's amazing. And so where are you based out of?
I'm in Bellevue, Washington for our headquarters.
Okay, cool.
Did you say Bellevue?
Bellevue.
Oh, so cool. Bellevue's amazing. That whole Bellevue,
fantastic.
Seattle, Kirkland, that's so beautiful.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah,
amazing. I live in Seattle, but work in Bellevue.
That's not bad, though.
How far is your drive?
The bridge?
It's like 20 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, that's not bad.
I love it.
That
is
that a beautiful
State Pineapple
place.
Is based out of?
In Bellevue, Washington.
In Bellevue, okay. So
and my warehouse is based in Seattle.
Okay, so everyone works in Bellevue.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Do you guys have a loyalty program at State Pineapple?
We do not.
You
but
don't.
We are working on it. Right now, we currently have what's called our core program, where basically we really want you just to sign up via email, and once you get a part of that, you get enrollments into various of discounts. You also are able to get newsletters and good programs that we're able to supply for everybody.
The reason I ask is because there's a really awesome rewards program for independent properties based out of the Northwest called Stash. Are you familiar with Stash?
I am not actually.
Oh, so wow. Stash, yeah, they are right around the corner.
Yeah, Stash is that's where they started. That's where they grew from.
Yep.
So maybe worth you guys looking into.
Absolutely.
Because they created a way to get loyalty for independent properties that aren't connected to any major chains.
Right.
And
oh,
so
great.
At State Pineapple, you guys have 1,055 keys. Like, you're perfect for them. And they want fun and special, unique properties. Because Stash obviously also wants to make sure that because all they have no control over the properties, right?
Correct.
So they really want to make sure for their guests that if it's a stash property, it's going to be something memorable. And they have, like, what, a million members?
Yeah, there's over a million members. And they onboard, I swear they onboard, like, five properties a week. I mean, they're growing like crazy.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah, really the most that we came across is we wanted to do a passport program where we create, like, a little passport.
Yeah.
And then you're able to go to the different locations. That's cool. But that could be absolutely something we talk about with them.
100%. And we've pretty much all of our properties are now, for the most part,
a lot of them.
Part of Stash, and we're seeing an amazing return at such a tiny, tiny cost. Yep. And so it's been
about the one with the dwellings. What is it cost, like $400, $300?
Yeah, not even. We got like $6,000 in bookings, and it cost like $49 was our invoice.
Oh, that's not bad at all. Yeah, no, that's fantastic.
It's amazing. So I'll connect you with Audrey. She's amazing, and she'll run you through it and see if it makes sense for Pineapple.
I appreciate that.
So you have been to two by tax. You potentially are going to get a gold medal on this one. A little bit upset about that. I thought this was my year.
See, I didn't win the last one. Our team came dead last.
Oh, so you did. So you deserved it.
That's our
you paid your dues.
Time.
What about peanut butter and jelly? How have you done in that? How have you fared?
I did okay. I think we came in like third. Because everybody kept stealing our bread.
Of course.
Right.
But it's the bread that counts, because the more sandwiches you can make... We have a trick up our sleeves this go around.
I was just going to say, don't say it. Oh, no. I do have a no, strategy we've been brewing.
Whatever you do, do everything possible to be on Cody and I's team.
Yes.
Got it.
We've already determined we're going to be on the same team, so just sneak your way.
You're going to want to be on the winning side. And now that I'm not winning the games, I really need
to
win.
We really
winning.
Need to win.
Yeah, like I need a W in a bad way. So let's talk about what's your favorite part about BiTAC and what made you want to come back again for a second time?
Yeah, well, I really wanted to come to the procurement version of it.
Yeah.
Because I've only been to a few conferences, and most of the conferences I've been to is the larger ones, BDMY and BiTAC. I mean, they're all very large and walkable, and you get tired,
huge
and you're trying
showroom.
To squeeze in.
Yeah.
And
you don't build any actual relationships, typically.
Correct. It's more the how many cards can I collect by the end of the day, or how many people can scan my badge.
Right.
How many crappy things of swag can I get home and throw away?
Totally.
I actually skip those. I'm actually pretty good about not collecting all that.
You're a veteran now. You know better.
Mostly because I come very limited with a specific backpack, and that's it.
So yeah.
I come with it, and I leave with
you
it.
You're
a pro.
Else.
Yes. Yeah. but yeah, I've actually really enjoyed being a part of this one. It's a little smaller than the independent show one, and I feel that my main goal when we were talking with Deborah G.
Uh-huh, yeah.
She was like, what's your core goal? Well, my core goal is actually to meet five new blue lanyard people instead of just the vendors, because I really wanted to interact with people who are in the same boat as I am.
Yeah.
And
get best practices and things like that.
Absolutely.
And I love
just
that.
Talk to them, feel it out. And I've met 5 to 7 people that are like, oh, let's connect. I love talking about ideas. I love talking about this because of some of our pain points that we have in the procurement world these days, especially for people who are kind of medium to small size.
Right.
Yep. And so I've met people with the same number of hotel sizes or just getting there or been in the business for a long time, and that's probably been the most beneficial part of specifically of this one, because I did not get that at the independent one.
Yeah, I think it's important to find the right BiTAC for who and what you are and what you're looking
Absolutely.
For, and they have so many that it exists.
Exactly.
Right? There is that perfect BiTAC for everyone, I think.
I know.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, so you mentioned it's 1,055 keys, right?
I was literally going to say that. That was the thing I was going to say.
So you stole mine on the panel, so I'm definitely heisting yours right now.
Oh, my God.
So you have just over 1,000 keys. You hinted at a warehouse.
Yes.
Okay, so are you part of that? Because being in procurement, I would imagine boutique luxury properties, procurement's probably something that obviously needs a full-time job for all of this. What is your day-to-day like? And then what are you just seeing in the hospitality industry on the procurement side as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So I am a one-woman show. I am my only department.
Oh, okay.
And I do all the sourcing, reviewing of OS&E as well as FF&E, creating the standardization and continuity for all of our hotels.
Okay.
And then I also handle all of our products and branded products more specifically, which stays in our warehouse. And because, again, we're kind of that happy medium company, enable for us to get a really strong discount on something, we'll have to buy large bulk.
Yeah, right.
So something as simple as even our pens. We have to buy in bulk for our pens, keep it at the warehouse, and then our hotels request for them, and I pull it, label it, and ship it. Wow. Oh, wow. And then we continue to do that also for our e-commerce. So we have a retail site as well where we sell all of our bedding products as well as kind of our cute little tchotchkes.
That's
we
have a great idea.
We have a mascot called Dash, and it's a toy stuffed dog, and all donations go to a local animal shelter.
I love that.
And people love to buy it. So, you know, that's a part
that's
of that
so
whole
cool.
process as well.
So I know, like, obviously, we're in a Waldorf Astoria, but it's a Hilton, right? And so Hilton has brand standards. Marriott has brand standards. The State Pineapple also have set brand standards for properties that are part of the portfolio.
Yes. So awesome. All the hotels are super different in design, and they are 100% designed uniquely. But all the materials inside of it will be 100% a brand standard. So our trash cans will all be the same. Dispensers will be all the same. And the fluidity of who you are with this kind of innkeeper personality that we like to have at our hotels is where we really also want to be across the board with all of our hotels.
And so you told us how many keys you have, but how many hotels does that represent?
So we have 10 hotels.
10. Okay. Our so everyone's about 100.
Yeah. Our largest is about 143, and our smallest is 56 rooms.
Cool.
Wow.
And so are most of those hotels scattered through the Northwest then?
It's actually mostly going to be on the West Coast. We have 4 in Seattle, Portland, Oregon, 2 in California, in San Francisco, San Diego. Then we have Chicago, New York, and Boston.
Oh wow. That's so cool. So is there anything in the pipeline of, like, would you know where the next Stay Pineapple is going
to
be?
I think they're starting to look a little bit in the Florida area, as well as, again, another one in New York that seems to be kind of a popular area. And I know we're shooting also probably, hopefully, for Denver is my hope a little bit.
Right.
I love it. You guys are a metropolitan hotel then?
100%. We love being urban. We love being in the heart of cities. We love really being a part of a community. And that's a city life for us.
Does State Pineapple own the properties?
We do. All 10, we own and operate them right
now. So it's owner-operated.
Then that probably leads us into, you talked about this management license that State Pineapple is looking into. So tell us about that.
Yeah, so in the beginning of this year for 2023, is that what year we're in?
Okay. It's crazy because it's almost over, too.
We announced our management licensing, which is called State Pineapple Inc., and we're actually going to start expanding ourselves so that we can put our product, our name, and our design within and work with an owner to start really expanding our name a little faster.
Yeah, because now
that we can really get out there.
You won't have to bankroll all of that.
Exactly.
So you'll be able to manage the property without ownership of the property.
Correct.
Love it. That's so cool. And you want to stay on brand, like metropolitan type properties?
We're hoping to. Absolutely. Okay. Still hoping to stay within like the nice room key range of what we currently are in. But obviously, if we have a 200 room hotel that pops into our face, you know, if it fits and it works and it feels right, we're happy to make it whimsical.
Yeah.
Do you guys have an aspiration of like how many properties you want to bring into that program?
We have 50 hotels in 5 years is our goal.
50 hotels in 5 years.
Wow,
she knows all the answers.
Yeah.
What's amazing is for people who are listening probably think this was like all predetermined.
I know,
because it's just like, tell me about this and tell me about that. And she has all the answers. But this is just an organic conversation, which is incredible.
I mean, we're all really excited about it. You know, we've really been in the industry for... with starting a family-owned and operation, and then, you know, we're really wanting to embrace that family life and continue to make it grow faster.
Yeah.
And owning has been fantastic, but it just moves at a little bit of a slower pace than we were ready for.
Totally. Absolutely.
So when we wanted to really push for this new angle, I think everybody just super geeked out, and we really want to push forward. I mean, we really want to see the success of that name and the silliness of our cool pineapple and our Dash mascot and just have fun with
that's,
it.
That's something that's missing from hospitality, though. Like Cody and I always say, in fact, Margie just stopped us in the hallway and was like, so weird, because we're a management company too. And she was like, it's so weird you guys are operators because you're actually fun. And Cody and I always, our favorite phrase is old heads. It's like, unfortunately, hospitality is just dictated by old heads where it's just stuck in the ways, things rarely change. And so it's so cool to see a big brand, big to us at least, like
say Pineapple, 1,000 keys is a lot.
That comes and is like, this can be fun. We don't have to be, like, so...
rigid.
Yeah, exactly. Rigid. Locked in the square, right? Like, you guys have done a great job of thinking outside the box, which is so fun to watch from the outside.
At a Core Harbor headquarters, we're able to swear as well, but maybe not so much in the field. Just back of house.
And how big is State Pineapple from, like, a staffing point? How big is your guys' team?
Yeah, so before the pandemic, we were a little over 500 people.
Okay.
Post the pandemic, we started kind of... being able to create actually more retention, because we did stay open during the pandemic with all of our hotels.
Which is obviously more challenging because you were in urban areas, so that was way harder.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, New York City, that would be challenging. Yeah. Chicago, that's hard. Yeah.
Yeah, it was definitely challenging.
I bet. Yeah.
But with it, we were also able to gain a lot of the trust and support with the staff, because they were like, oh, wow, you guys are really pushing to stay alive, keep it going. And we stay communicated with people as well. And so we now have roughly about 350 people in our entire portfolio.
It's kind of amazing how COVID created this opportunity to, like, rethink how we operate, right? Because imagine the cost of 150 employees, and now you're doing it without them, right? So that's profitability and opportunity to reinvest in things like your management license or whatever new endeavor State Pineapple's going after. And I think in some ways that was a positive that came out of it. It allowed us to be more fluid and move a little bit quicker, which I think is great. So a question that I'm wondering, and you have to answer it, which of the 10 is your personal favorite?
Have you stayed at all 10?
That's a tough one for me.
Yeah.
It's a tough one for me. I grew up in Detroit, so Chicago's always been my second home, and I do love the historicalness of the Chicago property. But I would actually kind of have to go with Boston as my favorite hotel. I think it's secretly because I just really love that we were able to design it to have such compartmentalized kind of cruise line feel with all the different knickknacks that we were able to put in there.
I can't wait to look it up now.
It has such a fun touch of elegance and color. It's called State Pineapple Boston, a delightful hotel.
A delightful hotel. I love that.
A delightful hotel.
And
it's on the south end of it. And
so have you been to all 10?
I have been to all 10, actually.
Have you stayed at all 10?
I have not stayed at all 10.
You haven't yet. Okay.
Yeah, the one that I want to stay at next is going to be our Hotel Z in San Diego. It's in the Gaslamp District.
Oh, the Gaslamp District is awesome.
And I'm a little curious about the rooms more so with that. I've seen them just in briefings, but I want to experience it.
Yeah.
But it used to be a Holiday Inn Express that we transformed.
Okay, cool.
And the entire outside of it is painted with these blue and yellow, like, sunshine rays.
Oh, wow. It's amazing what you can do with a property when you're creative. At our last BITAC, we had one of our clients, Hotel Zaz, that came with us, and she took a roadside motel in Albuquerque and created this fabulous hotel.
Yeah.
And it's like, if you have the creativity, you can take any bones of a structure and make it amazing.
Absolutely.
I just looked up your Boston property. It is a delightful hotel. Really amazing. Going to the Boston Safety Hotel. Mm.
That's me.
What's cool about us?
I don't even remember what I asked.
Okay, Mally, we'll just run it. It's all good. We'll just run it.
Really, it's totally
this
fine.
This is like the part of being live on a show floor. Sometimes the mic stops working.
Yeah, it sure does. Yeah, I was just saying, I was looking at your property in Boston. It's seriously amazing. Like, scroll through those.
Yeah,
look how cool that is.
And we love to add elements of our little pineapple and everything. So in this case, for that location, it's in the ceiling. We have a wall covering,
it's like the
black
hidden
wall
Mickey's,
covering.
But you have the pineapple.
And it's just, we love it. You know, we want to have fun with it and just really absorb. But I secretly have always liked Boston, so I think that might be also it. But
yeah.
You guys really...
Chicago, the Iconic Hotel, is beautiful as well.
You just have such a cool brand, and so it's almost like your brand allows it to be easy to be fun because it's just built into it. How long have you been with State Pineapple?
So I've been with State Pineapple for 8 years. I actually started as their office manager. I was their first
real administrator
in their location. And I have a huge background in hospitality. I've worked in every position known to man. Front of house is my first love. And I worked for Starwood when it was Starwood, mostly with W Hotels. So I actually helped open the W Scottsdale.
I love the W Scottsdale.
And
that's one of my favorite
isn't
properties.
Isn't that where Sushi Roku's at?
Yeah, and it's gone.
Yeah, it's gone.
What?
Yeah, so I was going to take Blake and Mallory to Sushi Roku, and I looked it up, and I was like, it's closed. Like, that can't be possible. Like, that was always busy. It was always great. But now they're doing their own. So the lease expired. Sushi Roku didn't want to re-up, and so we're going to put a new one in there. But, yeah, it's vacant right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
I cannot
believe that. And it was the first time I actually was in a part of a hotel that was small. It's 160 keys.
Yeah.
But, like, all the other hotels I've worked at have been 300, 1,200 rooms with Hyatt as well. I worked for Hyatt for quite some time.
Cool.
And I fell in love with that kind of size. And when I saw the opportunity within my own city to go into State Pineapple Hotels, I took a nab at it. They jumped at the opportunity. And then
Just
developed myself into procurement.
That's so cool. I think that's what I love about hospitality is so many people have a story like that of, I just started in this and then I ended up here and now I'm doing this. And there's so many verticals that exist inside of hospitality that you can always find like the place where you really belong. You know, you can find your niche.
I love it. It's so fun. There's just such a quirky group of people.
That's another reason why BiTAC's so fun, because we're all in that space, right?
Yep.
And so it's so easy to get a group of people together and have a shared experience that's really positive.
Absolutely.
So if people want to get connected with you, what's the best way to do that? You're on like LinkedIn, or if someone wanted to reach out and follow up after the episode, is that the best way to do
it? I'm on LinkedIn, and I go by Mary Feaser is actually my real name.
Okay.
But Mary Kirkpatrick is my name in Stay Pineapple. It just kind of stuck for so long that we just never changed it.
So is your LinkedIn Kirkpatrick, or is it the other one?
On LinkedIn, it's Feaser.
Okay, spell that for me.
F as in Frank, I-E-S-E-R.
F-I-E-S-E-R?
Yes.
Okay,
and
great.
I do have it in parentheses as Kirkpatrick,
there
so you
go,
can still look
people
I
know.
Love that you're like, it's been long enough. We just left it.
I mean, it's kind of like when somebody calls you by the wrong name, Tom, and all of a sudden you're like, well, it's gone on so long that you've called me the wrong name.
It's like Jerry in Parks and Rec.
Yeah. So we just kind of kept it for a long time.
That's amazing. Well, Mary, thank you so much for being here with us. I really enjoyed it. Forest Day Pineapple, to link out, is there like one home-based website that you can connect to all the hotels with?
Absolutely. www.staypineapple.com.
You can tell she's worked here for 8 years. Like, she knows all the...
And is the e-commerce on that website too?
It is.
So if they want
Shop Pineapple.
Shop Pineapple. So if they want to go and buy Dash and support a charity, they can do that.
Absolutely.
And it supports an animal shelter, is that what you said?
Uh-huh.
So cool.
Yeah, so all for our hotels, they support the local one. For our corporate headquarters, it supports the local ones in Washington State.
I love that. That's so cool.
That's amazing.
What a great idea.
Well, Mary, congratulations on what's most likely a victory on game night, Team Silver.
We'll see.
I was feeling super confident that we had it, but now mathematically I think it's safe to say we're out.
It's all about the points, so you never know.
That's true. I do still have it. Thank you for keeping that faith for me. I needed that.
And early congratulations to the three of us, because we'll all be on the peanut butter and jelly challenge together.
Yes.
We will win. We're not going to let Jeffrey win again this year.
We can't share the secret, though, until you're confirmed on our team.
True.
As soon as you are, we'll let you in on the little
secret. At that point, that's totally
fine. Keep that in mind.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Mary.
Thanks, Mary.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
And that's a wrap on another episode of the Virtual GM Podcast, brought to you by Vibrant Management. We hope you found today's insights valuable and that they'll help you make a real difference at your property. Remember, it's all about creating memorable guest experiences and running a successful hotel. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and leave us a review. Share our podcast with other hotel owners and GMs who could benefit. Also, don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Virtual GM Podcast for exclusive content and updates. We appreciate your support, and until next time, keep thriving and stay vibrant.